It's really the case that if it wasn't for the souls in purgatory, I would be condemned to hell. But in the following true story, a man commits suicide, is about to be condemned to hell, and through the intercession of the souls in purgatory, he is saved. You've got to hear it. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. I was out with a friend one night catching up because we had not seen each other in a while. Holy souls have visited me since I was a little boy. This story is the first time souls visited me as an adult to give a message to a very good friend. As the night continued, I felt a great sense of peace come over me. It felt like a very gentle breeze had consumed the area where we were sitting. When we and my friend were talking, I heard a voice whisper into my ear. The voice told me that they were the soul of my friend's grandmother. The grandmother continued to tell me that she had a message for my friend John. The grandmother told me things about John that I could not have known. She told me a bit about herself, how she looked, and things about her life, and confirmed how she died. She died from an infection in her lungs. When I asked my friend these things, he looked at me with complete astonishment and confirmed everything to be true. Then the soul of a man spoke to me. He said his name is Michael. I knew John's father was called Michael, and I met him when he was alive. John's father died of cancer a few years before. Michael then confirmed that he was the soul of John's father. He said that he had an important message for his son, John. As Michael started to speak, I saw a vision of my friend lying down on his bathroom floor, dead. He was covered in bodily fluids and excrement. It looked like he had taken an overdose. I told John what I was seeing, and he immediately jumped off his seat in complete shock and disbelief. He became very emotional. John spoke to me and said, "Who told you that? There is no way that you could have known this. I have never told anyone." John continued to say that I tried to commit suicide that night and it worked. I died on my bathroom floor, but somehow came back to life. John was in complete shock from what I was saying, and he had tears in his eyes and was very distraught. John was in bad mental health and was suicidal for a few years, but I never knew he had tried to take his own life. I then was standing somewhere else. All I could see was white mist all around me, and in front of me I could see John standing at a large set of golden gates, which were very tall and thick. There was gray stone column pillars attached to the gates. This place was very beautiful. I could feel the presence of the mist flowing through me. It was pulsating through every cell of my body, bringing a great feeling of peace and healing. It wasn't until after this experience that I realized that we were standing at the gates of heaven. When I looked up, I could see God the Father sitting on a gold throne. He had long white hair that shined like sterling silver, with a long white beard. His eyes were very beautiful, and to the right of him, Jesus was sitting next to him in silence. Jesus had brown long hair and a short brown beard. Jesus and the Father were both wearing white tunics. I could see three souls standing behind the gates. Then God the Father spoke, but when he spoke, his lips didn't move. I could feel and hear his words speaking, but it was being communicated from his heart into my heart. God the Father told me that the three people standing behind the gates were the souls of John's family members, his father Martin, his grandfather, and grandmother, who had all passed away. I could see them pleading to the Father to send him back to life. I then saw a big bright flash in front of me. I was blinded by its brightness and felt the presence of it nourish my soul. I felt a great joy and love in my heart. Then as the light cleared, I noticed that I was standing back in John's bathroom. I could see an image of John on his bathroom floor again, but this time with his body now facing up towards the ceiling. He looked like he was asleep. Then I saw a big bright light hovering over John's body. I saw Jesus come out of the light, and he ushered a movement with his hands towards John's body. He then placed his index finger onto the area of John's heart. When Jesus touched John's heart, a flash of light engulfed the room, which illuminated out of John's chest like an atomic bomb going off. The light flashed with such a force and thump that it felt like the whole building shook. Then I heard a very loud heartbeat sound, and I saw an image of a heart beating flash in front of me. Then with a mighty force, I saw John gasp a massive big breath of air, and he was instantly brought back to life. John looked at me with complete astonishment with tears in his eyes and confirmed this was true. When he woke up, he made a massive gasp for air. He couldn't believe what I was telling him because he knew what I was telling him only God could know. Then Jesus spoke to me and said to give John this message. John, I've given you a new heart, and I've taken your heart and have rebuilt it. I have healed your heart and made it stronger than before. I have taken your heart of stone and have given you a heart of flesh." Years prior to this occurrence, John had heart problems and had tests confirming that he had damaged his heart from taking drugs in his youth. Jesus told me to ask him a question. I said, "Since you were brought back to life that night, have you ever had problems with your heart since?" John confirmed that no, he had not had any issues since that night he came back to life. John knew then that Jesus healed his heart from all the damage he had done to it in the past. John knew that Jesus saved him. John knew that if it wasn't for the intercession of the souls in his family, if he had died and had received his judgment, he would have gone to hell because of the life that he had led. John has since been converted not long after this experience. So you see, my friends, it's not only the case that we help them, but they are already, even in purgatory, powerfully helping us in ways that you could not imagine. I will see you in the next one.